With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. National Weather Service Missoula issued a telling tweet Monday afternoon, quote, "It looks like spring has been canceled until further notice," end quote. As a blizzard barrels through parts of western Montana, below normal temperatures are expected for the foreseeable future. More on that in a minute. First, though, a winter storm is leaving impressive snow totals in its wake. At least 14 inches recorded so far in Hamilton, 8 inches in Lolo, and a foot in Anaconda. Only a couple of inches have accumulated so far in Missoula, but the 23-mile-per-hour winds combined with the steady snow are making for blizzard conditions. Meteorologist Leanne Allegretto says this system is going to pick up a significant head of steam this evening.
No one's going to want to hear this, but from about Lolo South, we are looking at the potential for another foot to 14 inches in addition, not total. And then in Missoula, we're going to be in the 6 to 9 inch range.
Up to 7 additional inches are possible in Helena and Butte tonight. The snow should taper off before midnight, and Allegretto says Tuesday will be, quote, our one break.
Meaning Wednesday, we're looking at another chance of snow. Wednesday afternoon into Thursday, early morning, we're looking at another 2 to 4 inches in the Missoula Bitterroot Valley and about from Alberton to Bonner.
Temperatures will hover in the single digits tonight with wind chill values expected to plummet to 15 below in places like Missoula where wind gusts could top out near 40 miles an hour. I spoke with Montana Highway Patrol Trooper Timothy Templeton at about 4:30 Monday afternoon.
The temperature right now is 4 degrees. I'm near the Y on I-90. The roadway is just so cold that all this blowing snow is being pressed down into it and turning into ice.
The Missoula County Office of Emergency Management now advises travel only if absolutely necessary.
The roads are awful right now, and they're not going to improve here for a little while.
And if travel is necessary, Templeton urges drivers to top off their gas tanks, carry extra supplies like blankets and spare food, and to dramatically slow down. The National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center forecasts a very high likelihood of below normal temperatures for much of the nation right through the first 2 weeks of March. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Maxine Spire. A storm raging through western Montana will keep students in public and Catholic schools in Anaconda and Butte home from school tomorrow. Kevin Trevelin reports.
The snow day will be a novel experience for Butte School District Superintendent Judy Jonart.
I can't remember, frankly, when the last time a school was closed in Butte.
Jonart says the last winter closure might have been in the early 1990s when temperatures dropped 50 degrees below zero. This time, it's heavy snowfall that has administrators concerned over student safety. Food service trucks have been getting stuck delivering lunches to schools. 4 or 5 school buses were also unable to navigate blizzard conditions Monday. Students had to wait aboard those vehicles while they were freed from the drifts. Other drivers were late getting to bus stops,
which makes kids sit out there on the bus stop by themselves. And so all of those things play into the safety of students.
East Middle School also had some pipe breakages that led to issues with the heating system in a small section of the building. Technicians are working on getting that up and running. Meanwhile, snowfall is expected to continue through the week. That's an issue for the school district, which doesn't have many of its own plows. Jonart says it's difficult to keep parking lots, crossings, and sidewalks clear on days like Monday.
You know, every school got hit, and we were all struggling. Students were getting stuck in parking lots, as were parents.
Jonart says canceling school earned a lot of thank yous from students and parents. They should enjoy the day off while they can. Jonart says class will likely return to session on Wednesday. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. The winter storm dumping and blowing snow across much of Montana is forcing school closures and creating severe driving conditions. Montana transportation officials are reporting several accidents and harsh driving conditions along Interstate 90, particularly around Butte. Schools closed tomorrow include Anaconda, Butte, Florence Carlton, Hamilton, and Stevensville. There's a 2-hour delay for Alberton, Frenchtown, and Potomac schools, and for school bus routes in Helena. The superintendent of Great Falls Public Schools says that schools there will be open tomorrow and reminds parents of student drivers to tell their kids to be extra cautious while driving. She says parents have the right to make attendance decisions based on individual circumstances and that all weather-related absences are excused. Missoula and the Bitterroot Valley are under a blizzard warning through tonight, with an inch or two of snow expected to fall each hour. Missoula and Ravalli County sheriffs are advising emergency and essential travel only tonight. The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings and advisories for most of the rest of the state through tomorrow morning. I'm Eric Whitney.